Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting for the May City Council for Monday, May 20th, 2013. I am Mayor Scott Smith, and it's, as always, it's my honor and privilege to conduct this meeting this evening. We'd like to begin by excusing Council Members Chris Glover and Dennis Kavanaugh, who are both absent, will not be calling in. And the first, we'll begin with an invocation by Dr. Brant Baker of the First Presbyterian Church, after which will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Scout James Koneman from Scout Troop 451, right? From 451. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Mayor Smith, members of council, I thought I would share with you a historical prayer this evening. 2,000 years ago, St. Clement was the Bishop of Rome, and he offered this prayer for those in leadership. Grant unto all kings and rulers, O Lord, health, peace, concord, and stability, that they may administer the government which you have given them without failure. For you, O Heavenly Master, King of the ages, give to the sons of men glory and honor and power over all things that are here upon earth. Do, Lord, direct their counsel according to that which is good and well-pleasing in your sight, that administering in peace and gentleness, with godliness, the power which you have given them, they may obtain your favor. O you who alone are able to do these things and things far more exceeding good than these for us, we praise you through the high priest and guardian of our souls, Jesus Christ, through whom be the glory and majesty unto you both now and for all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Great. The first item on the agenda tonight is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin? And you might as well sit back and get comfy, because this is going to take a while.
7 pages. I think this is a record. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations Incorporated, one-day charitable event Friday, June 7th on McDonald Street from Main Street to Pepper Place, including the green parking lot. Item 5A, act on bingo application for the Citadel, 520 South Higley Road. Item 6A, act on contract to purchase network hardware and software services to provide network services at 11 city locations and to reduce costs at 9 other locations as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 6B, act on contract for painting services for the Mesa Arts Center as requested by the Facilities Maintenance Department. Item 6C, act on contract to purchase replacement digital recording system for Mesa Municipal Court. This purchase is fully funded by the Judicial Collection Enhancement Fund. Item 6D, act on contract to purchase 2 replacement light-duty cab and chassis service body vehicles for the Energy Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 6E, act on 3-year term contract for gasoline and diesel fuel. Item 6F, act on contract to purchase additional GPS devices and annual service fees for the facilities maintenance, code compliance, transportation, and water resources departments. Item 6G, act on 3-year term contract for computer security tokens and licenses for the police department's secure network off-site access. Item 6H, act on 1-year renewal of term contract for cleaning and repair services of fire personal protective clothing and equipment. Item 6I, act on 2-year renewal of term contract for wastewater collection system cleaning and closed-circuit TV inspection and recording for the Water Resources Department. Item 6J, act on 1-year renewal of contract for fire hoses for the Fire and Medical Services Department. Item 6K, act on contract to purchase console furniture for the Mesa Regional Fire Medical Dispatch Center. This purchase is funded by the Capital General Fund. Item 6L, act on contract to purchase high-pressure coated steel pipe for two gas main replacement projects for the city's Magma gas service area. Item 6M, act on three-year term contract for rental of asphalt materials, distributor truck, and qualified operator for the Transportation Department. Item 6N, act on contract for the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension, city-funded utility improvements. Funding is available from the 2010 Gas, Water, and Wastewater Bond Authorization and from the Enterprise Fund for Chilled Water Improvements. Item 7A, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Arizona Foundation for Women to the Gila River Indian Community to support their Live and Learn Assistance Program. Item 7B, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Atalatl Native Arts Network to the Gila River Indian Community to support the 2013 annual Roy Track Mesa Powwow. Item 7C, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Arizonans for Children to the Gila River Indian Community to support their children's visitation centers and enrichment programs. Item 7D, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arizona to the Gila River Indian Community to support community-based mentoring. Item 7E, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Boy Scouts of America Grand Canyon Council to the Gila River Indian Community to expand their traditional scouting programs. Item 7F, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Child Crisis Center to the Gila River Indian Community to support emergency shelter services. Item 7G, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Gila River Indian Community to support their knockout obesity and dropout program. Item 7H, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Gina's team to the Gila River Indian Community to support Gina's Athena team project. Item 7I, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Junior Achievement of Arizona to the Gila River Indian Community to support financial literacy programs. Item 7J, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by City of Mesa Public Library to the Gila River Indian Community to support STEM components for the Red Mountain Library ThinkSpot. Item 7K, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by City of Mesa Public Library to the Tohono O'odham Nation to support STEM components to be used at Red Mountain Library ThinkSpot and other library locations. Item 7L, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mesa Community College Athletic Department to the Gila River Indian Community to provide scholarships for the Fiesta Bowl Junior College Shootout. Item 7M, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mercy Housing to the Gila River Indian Community to support an intergenerational mentoring program. Item 7N, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mission of Mercy to the Gila River Indian Community to support their Living with Diabetes program. Item 7O, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by A New Leaf to the Gila River Indian Community to help fund construction of a new La Mesita family homeless shelter. Item 7P, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by City of Mesa Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department to the Gila River Indian Community to support their youth sports access and safety program. Item 7Q, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Police Department to the Gila River Indian Community to support the Rape Aggression Defense Program. Item 7R, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Police Department to the Tohono O'odham Nation to support the Rape Aggression Defense Program. Item 7S, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Fire and Medical Services Department to purchase 17 refrigerated secure card reader access locking drug boxes. Item 7T, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Public Information and Communications Department to the Gila River Indian Community to support the Arizona Celebration of Freedom. Item 7U, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Save the Family to the Gila River Indian Community to complete a new conference center at Escobedo at Verde Vista. Item 7V, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by United Cerebral Palsy of Central Arizona to the Gila River Indian Community to provide support services and after-school and summer programs. Item 7W, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Visit Mesa to the Gila River Indian Community to support marketing and sales for tourism efforts for the Mesa area. Item 7X, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Whisper and Thunder to the Gila River Indian Community to support programming and education. Item 7Y, act on resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Ak Chin Indian Community to support their knockout obesity and dropout program. Item 7Z, Act on Resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Tohono O'odham Nation to support their knockout obesity and dropout program. Item 7AA, Act on Resolution authorizing and supporting the submittal of a grant application by the ASU Foundation to the Tohono O'odham Nation to support their collaboration with Sasha and Rodney Glassman on the Jeremy Jack Rabbit Book Distribution Project. Item 7AB, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through a DUI abatement grant program agreement with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The grant will be used by the Mesa Police Department's traffic section for overtime to enhance DUI enforcement and education. Item 7AC, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to accept funding through a high-density drug area grant agreement with the City of Tucson. The grant will be used by the Mesa Police Department's Violent Offender Unit for overtime. Item 7AD, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment training, management, and administration. Item 7AE, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a solar services agreement and a performance guarantee agreement with Solar City for the purchase and sale of solar services through the finance, design, installation, operation, and maintenance of a solar panel system for Fire Station 212. Item 7AF, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a solar services agreement and a performance guarantee agreement with Solar City for the purchase and sale of solar services through the finance, design, installation, operation, and maintenance of a solar panel system for the Red Mountain Multi-Generational Center. Item 7AG, Act on Resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a solar services agreement and a performance guarantee agreement with Solar City for the purchase and sale of solar services through the finance, design, installation, operation, and maintenance of a solar panel system for the public safety training facility. Item 8A, Introduction of Ordinance amending Title 5, Business Regulations, Chapter 10, Privilege and Excise Taxes of the Mesa City Code to add Article 7 regarding an access to care program. Item 9A, Act on Ordinance regarding A13-02, annexing land located at the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East Range Rider Trail, north of McDowell Road and East Foss Road. This was initiated by the property owner. Item 9B, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-12, the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East Range Rider Trail, located north of McDowell Road and east of Haas Road, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 9C, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-13, the 8800 to 8900 blocks of East Range Rider Trail, located north of McDowell Road and east of Haas Road, rezone to allow the development of single residence lots. Item 9D, Act on Ordinance regarding Z13-15, 7255 East Broadway Road, located on the south side of Broadway Road, east of Power Road, modification of ordinance to allow the nursing facility to offer outpatient rehabilitation services to all residents and the general public. Item 10A has been removed from the agenda. And Item 10B, Act on Subdivision Plat, Lehigh Crossing Phase 6, 3008 East Lehigh Road, located south and west of Thomas Road and Val Vista Drive. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
All right. We have a motion from Councilwoman Higgins and a second from Councilmember Summers to approve the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Says there's no detail, but it says there's five ayes, so I assume since there's only five of us here, nobody voted nay. The vote is five ayes, no nays, with council members Kavanaugh and Glover absent. The motion carries unanimously. Well, we need to ask her that in this next item.
We haven't even discussed that item yet.
The next item is item 3A on the agenda. Discuss, take action on the appointment of, let me see, I have to put my glasses on to read this to make sure I get this right. Desiree Ann. Deanne Mickelson is city clerk. Mr. Brady, you want to give us... Oh, first of all, before we do that, I'd like to recognize in the audience two former city clerks sitting there together. You want to wave? Our immediate preceding city clerk, Linda Crocker, whom we are trying to replace this evening, and secondly, Barbara Jones, who preceded...
We can't replace her.
That's why I said we're just trying to replace. We will succeed in... Okay, I won't explain it. Just go with the flow there, Summers, okay?
I'm trying.
I was introducing Barbara Jones, who preceded Ms. Crocker as our city clerk. So, Mr. Brady, you're the one who put this on the agenda. You're the one that's making the recommendation. So why don't you justify it, please? No, I mean explain the process.
As you mentioned, there has been a process that we have followed. Pursuant to the council direction, we went and did a national search. We advertised nationally, received almost 300 applications. From that, we narrowed that down to about 11 applicants who really met the qualifications to be able to perform the responsibilities and duties of a city clerk in the state of Arizona. And certainly for a city of the size of Mesa. From that that group of 10 or 11, there was a panel that interviewed each of the candidates by phone. The panel consists of myself, the city attorney, a representative from our public safety retirement, retirement board, a former council member, Claudia Walters, and missing somebody, but those were we had that panel representation, and we met. We had a city clerk from Chandler. That was the other individual on the panel. From that group of 11, we recommended four for the council to meet and interview with. And I believe over a couple of days, I think the mayor called each one of them individually, and then the members of the council each had an opportunity to sit down and meet with the four different candidates. I also had an opportunity to meet with each of the candidates one-on-one in person. And from that, I also had an opportunity to meet with the council about some of the characteristics that were important to the council in considering the appointment of a city clerk. A city clerk has responsibilities for elections that we may have locally in assisting with the administration of the elections. And so, obviously, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into preparing for the election and helping the candidates put together their packets, and specifically their campaign finance information is very critical for those elected officials in the state of Arizona. So the clerk has to be familiar with those many rules and laws that are legal requirements that are needed, and those are often updated and changed by the legislature, so being on top of that. Records management is also very critical that a lot of people don't see take place, but for the departments and throughout the entire city, records management is a critical component where the city clerk provides some direction, advice, and helping us to understand as a city the requirements we have for records management. As you can see today, members of the city clerk's office take minutes, not only at this formal council meeting, but in any of the study sessions, formal council meetings, and committee meetings of the council. The city clerk in Mesa also is responsible for providing the staff lead and administration of the Public Safety Retirement Board, of which Deanne has actually been very much involved in that recently. And then, of course, has to be a leader and a supervisor for the department, providing the critical service of the city. The city clerk also sits and is involved from the city manager's perspective in working in sitting with the department directors as we put together the agenda each week and providing input on that. My recommendation to the council, pursuant to the charter, to recommend Deanne Mickelson as the next city clerk. She's been working for the city for almost 16 years, and during that time she has had the opportunity to work in almost all those areas I just spoke about that I have the responsibility for the city clerk. So it's unique where she has had a diversity of experience and being able to serve in those areas and excelled very well in providing the services of a city clerk in that area, and has all the certifications and training necessary to be a city clerk. And I think all those are important and significant that she has that experience. But the reality is there are others, not many others, that's but right. There are others out there who have almost similar experiences, maybe not directly with Mesa, but have similar experience. And so what really, I think, distinguished Deanne from Deanne Mickelson from the rest of the candidates was that, if you would, the long history of lineage of great city clerks that Mesa has had, as you see the two here, and carrying on that tradition of great customer service in the city clerk's office. And as I told her staff the other day, it's really a unique team and effort that has been established for many years in the city clerk's office, and things are going well, and they've done a great job, and I think that Deanne will continue to lead the department, continue the great traditions of the city clerk's office in providing for both our citizens and residents the information they need, supporting the city council, and the information, the resources you need, and certainly being a resource for the departments of the city. So I think Deanne, distinguishing factor is that she has been part of a very important team that's done an incredible job, and we'd like to see that continue going into the future. So I would recommend Deanne Mickelson to be the next city clerk.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm better than
God, we were wondering.
Did I have you on your
edge of our seat the whole time?
I'd like to call the council to order, please.
Good luck.
Good. We'll just go right to the business. We have a motion, and Councilmember Summers, if I could ask you to actually add on to your motion. The motion is to discuss and take action on the appointment of Deanne Mickelson as city clerk, effective immediately. Would you also like to include in your motion approval for the city manager to commence preparing negotiations and prepare a contract for her?
I will be happy to add that to the motion with the stipulation that we include tuition reimbursement for an information technology operations class.
Okay. Councilmember Richens, do you concur with that addition, minus the last part?
Actually, the last part wasn't all that.
Okay. Yes. I will rule both of you out of order on the last part then. Deanne, I think as Mr. Brady explained, this was not a laydown. This was an exhaustive search. We wanted to make sure, not that Deanne was the right person, but we wanted to make sure that if she was, that she beat out the best. And I will tell you that there were several candidates that easily could have stepped in and played the role of city clerk. And I'm happy that Deanne, you rose to the top. So I'm going to be supporting this just because I think you were the best candidate, you're the best fit, and you're also, we don't automatically advance from inside. It's especially grateful when we have people that are inside the organization that have excelled to the point that they meet the qualification to continue on. And I think this is really a tribute to Barbara and Linda, to the department you've led, because the fact that you now have someone from inside taking over this significant responsibility is a real tribute to you. And we have a great clerk's office, and they've served this city well. So thank you. Any other comments or anything?
Mayor, I'd just like to make a brief comment to speak to how well she did, because I know I'm looking at her right now and she really hates this moment that we're talking about her. But that there were well over 100 applicants for this position. There were some 10 or 20 that were considered to be really top-notch, and we had the opportunity to speak to four candidates that had a tremendous amount of experience and leadership capabilities. But the fact that there were that many applicants, that there were that many quality applicants, not only speaks to how well respected the Mesa City Clerk's office is, but how many people really want to work for the city of Mesa, and also speaks to how well you did, Deanne. And I've really appreciated working with you. I really appreciate when you make sure that I sign my paperwork before it's too late and saving my butt. So I'm looking forward to working for you here my last few years.
Councilor Richens.
Yeah, I know. I was honored to second that motion. All joking aside, I think it's a testament to the leadership development in the clerk's office that the last three city clerks we've had have all been internal candidates, because you guys do such a good job of teaching everybody how to do the job, and so you have a lot of I guess you could say a lot of options there, but the leadership development is important, and that should, I think all of our city departments should take a note from the city clerk's department about leadership development to make sure that you're cultivating junior staff members, that they can someday take over those organizations or not, but at least giving those. And I think Mr. Brady has done a really good job at cultivating a culture of that as well. So I just want to commend the department.
Thank you. Would you like to go up to the podium, please? Yeah, please. Not in front, on the other side of the podium. Oh, okay. She has to go. Oh, that's because that's blocked off, isn't it? No. Well, what's wrong with leaping over the... You told me she could leap over high hurdles. Okay.
Yes.
We have a motion and a second and a lot of nice things said about you. So
thank you.
You'd now please vote. And you know what? It's 5-0.
Yay.
For the good. With Councilmember Glover and Councilmember Kavanaugh absent. Now, so the motion is approved. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I wanted to also, do you have anyone with you here this evening?
Yes, I do.
That's why I wanted you up in the front.
Thank you.
You to be able to introduce them.
My husband, Eric. My daughter, Erica. My son, Wyatt.
Yes, you do have to stand.
Yes.
Yes.
None of them want to get on camera.
No. See, they're all shy. My sister, Daphne, from Oregon. My mentors and my friends, Barb Jones and Linda Crocker. And two of my staff members, Pat Granillo, or Ann Webster and Pat Granillo.
Great.
And
well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, thank
you. And thank you for the opportunity.
Now, if you'd like to say something, you have 3 minutes.
Well, I'll just take 30 seconds, and I want to thank Council for the opportunity to serve as interim city clerk and for your confidence in selecting me for city clerk.
Well, thank you. Congratulations. And
thank you.
We're absolutely confident that you'll do well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is item 11, conduct a public hearing on the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 annual assessment and set a final public hearing and action on May 30th, 2013 at 7:30 a.m. Now, do we need action to set that, or just by the fact that it's on the agenda? Because we're holding the public hearing, I don't think we need a formal action to actually set the public hearing. It's just an announcement that that's when it's going to be.
Mayor, that's correct.
Okay.
Performing notice, thank you.
We received a presentation from Mr. Short the other day on the proposal. Mr. Short, is there any changes to what you presented us with last Thursday? Do you want to come on up?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We are going forward with a special meeting tomorrow morning to propose the 50% reduction for the next 2 years during light rail construction. So we just that'll be voted on tomorrow morning.
Okay, can I make an ask? We just went through a thing where we tried to do a favor with some reductions because we had reserves, and we found out that that got misinterpreted. This is a two-year reduction.
This will be a
construction period reduction.
Yes, but there will not be a reduction in services. The DMA
right.
will make up those services with...
Could I ask reserves. You that when you actually do that invoice out, that you state the full amount... State that it is a two-year construction period reduction for a net amount, because based on what we're going through now with what we tried to do on utility rates, and then people sort of forget that there was a temporary reduction, and you came back, then all of a sudden it was a huge increase.
Right.
I'd like to make sure that your members understand that this is a temporary reduction, it's 2 years, and that we'll go back to the regular amount at the end of those 2 years, unless we do some other action at that time. But right now, the plans are it would simply be a 2 year. Is that accurate?
Yes, we will make that clear.
Okay. Crystal clear, please.
Clear.
Because, I mean, even on the literally stating it on the whatever the assessment or invoice, whatever you send out. Because I just envision 2 years from now people showing up saying, why are you increasing our assessment when actually we're just allowing them to return to the amount if that's what we decide in 2 years. Is that okay?
That's perfectly.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Short?
Thank you.
Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests from the public to speak on this?
No requests, Mayor.
Your first official act.
She did brilliantly.
You did wonderful. All right. There being no comments, declare the public hearing closed. The next item is item 12, items from citizens present. Again, are there any requests to speak, Ms. Mickelson? No. City Clerk Mickelson.
No requests, Mayor.
Great. Being no request, I have a motion to adjourn from Council Member Higgins, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I love using this gavel. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.